One company insisted on ethical conduct and prospered.
Welcome to Daily Direction, helping you discover the truth of God's Word with UMI founder and chairman, Dr. Melvin Banks.
One business used this maxim: right action leads to right results. Wrong action leads to wrong results. That company told its employees never to pressure customers, never discredit competitors, never use negative sales tactics, and never lie. The result? Sales soared into the millions. That company followed the advice the Apostle Paul gave Corinthian believers as he urged them to give generously to help the poor. A farmer who plants only a few seeds will get a small crop, but the one who plants generously will get a generous crop. Here are two important truths from this principle of sowing and reaping. One, the farmer plants in the spring, trusting he will reap in the fall the crop he planted. He sows in faith. And two, a farmer expects to reap more than he sows. If he plants 30 bushels of corn, he expects to reap far more than 30 bushels. The principle of sowing and reaping is not only that we reap what we sow, but that we reap much more than we have sown. Paul urged Christians at Corinth to give generously for the benefit of the poor, reminding them that when harvest time comes, they will have much more than they gave. Reaping what we sow is a universal principle that God honors, and it applies in all kinds of situations, personally, in the family, church, business, and the world.
If you'd like to learn more about God and His plan for your life, visit urbanministries.com.